o'clock news, but the Shawamigan girls, this is the first day that the teams can play games after practicing for a week or so, and the Shawamigan girls will be kicking off tonight. So we've got Coach Stephanie Ernst with us to talk about the Shawamigan girls. Coach Ernst, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. All right.
Good to be here.
So we got just what seems like a very, very short practice time, and all of a sudden here's that first game. That's quite a short little stint of practice you get before the WIAA throws us right into the games, right?
Yes, it is. Last night we were fortunate. Winter came over and we hosted a scrimmage with Winter. So we got to work out some kinks last night before our first game.
Well, talk a little bit about who you're replacing, first of all. Maybe some of the key people that contributed to your team last year and who you're looking to kind of step into their shoes this year.
All right. Well, we are a very young team. As you know that from last year, we had a lot of freshmen out. I think I started three freshmen. Our lone senior was Janae Schwinski. She really came on strong, especially with rebounding. She's going to be and the leadership being the senior on the team. So we lost just the one. We brought back Claire Young this year. That last year was our first year playing, and she really took to the sport, and she's really stepped up her game. She's put a lot of time in the offseason, so we're excited to see her. Eddie Bobbitt comes out as our only junior. She, too, is up. When she's on with her three-point shot, she's on. There's no stopping her. So we're excited to have her back. And then it was a lot of our freshmen that are now sophomores coming back. Maddie Ernst at the point guard. She did make second-team all-conference last year. And Jalen Brunell, those two are looking to bring that ball up and get the offense flowing. Haley Rauschenbach, we're hoping will fill in for Janie's rebounding shoes. Cadence McCune has really developed into a nice ball player. I was just commenting on her yesterday during our scrimmage. She just was a rebounding machine, but we are moving her out more to handle the ball, and she really is adjusted well. Sharika Rudolph is back. We're looking for her to help handle the ball, and Maya Singer as well. We have four freshmen out, which, you know, bodes well for our the growth of our program. Gretchen Ader, who brings us some nice height underneath. Danica Mann, she can help bring up that ball. Addie Hahn is a spark out there on defense. And then Addie Kavarik, she's been sick, so she's been battling that, but we're excited to see what she brings. So we're pretty excited. We should be a fast-tempo team. And rebounding, that'll, you know, we have some kids filling in on the rebounding.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the excitement of women's basketball right now, of course, with the whole Caitlin Clark phenomenon. Do you see a little bit more excitement maybe in the younger girls especially, and they're seeing it on social media, they're seeing it everywhere. Do you see that affecting your program?
I do. Not so much at the high school level, but we're seeing it in our youth programs. Like our middle school girls team had over 20 girls out for A and B team, grade 6 through 8. We have a travel team for our younger girls, and those numbers, 3rd, 4th grade are at 20. And the 6th grade level are at 20 as well. So it's really great to see. We've been hosting open gyms. We've got girls coming in from high school all the way down to 6th grade coming in. So it's really cool to see that take off. And kids referring to Caitlin Clark shots, you know,
yeah.
So that's awesome.
Exactly. And the game, as you know, Coach, is changing so much. It's becoming more and more of a three-point game. We see NBA teams launching 50. I think the Bucks took 56 three-point shots the other night in a game out of like 90. We're seeing that even at our high school level here in northern Wisconsin, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody wants to shoot the three. I tell the girls, if they're open, they have the green light to shoot. So hopefully, you know, we get a couple of those. If you hit those outside shots, that's going to open up things down low. And like I said, we have a couple of really strong rebounders in Haley, Claire, and Cadence. Those girls, you know, they're getting good at tracking that rebound and playing it back up for two.
Yeah. But you can never be good good defense is always. Defense wins championships, that's what they say. So even with that 3-point line out there, I mean that changes defenses then, right? Because now you're guarding past the 3-point line a lot of times, right?
Yeah, or at least up to it. We haven't seen too many long 3-pointers yet at the high school. I'm sure that's coming. But, you know, that's where the man-to-man defense or the 2-3 really working on our closeouts. I mean, that's one thing that we're really striving this year is on our defense. You know, not last year we always closed out too much and then we would get beat. So our girls are really being disciplined and guarding the shot and the drive at the same time.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the conference this year and kind of maybe some of your team goals this year and building toward, you know, some more conference wins.
Yeah, we have Shawamigan has not won a conference game since 2020. So our goal is to get at least one or two conference wins this season, which I think is very possible, if not more, if the girls play to their full potential. Last year, the conference was senior dominated, very senior. I mean, Athlins, I think, lost four starters. Phillips lost quite a few. Abbotsford. So I think we'll be more competitive in the conference, which is good to see. And our girls, you know, a lot of the girl, those teams, they lost the majority of their starters. And so they're bringing up JV players where our girls played that varsity year last year. And, you know, it was like, I mean, you were thrown to the wolves, I always tell the girls, but they responded and they learned a lot. Yeah. So, you know, we're excited to see what that brings.
All right. So when's the first chance? Tonight, of course, on the road at Mercer. When's the first home game coming up that fans can come out and see the girls?
Next Tuesday, we're playing Phillips at home. Always a good rivalry. I know Phillips had an excellent team last year. They were very, very strong. They have a good guard coming back in Matea Eckert. But they also have some people to help support her. So I think if we can slow her down and, like I said, we spread the ball, share it, take our time for good shots, it should be a competitive game.
All right. Talk a little bit about who helps you, because that's a big part of being a head coach in high school basketball is your assistants. Who you have helping you out this year?
Yep. I have Greg Schwinski's helping us, and he is a wealth of knowledge. He brings out a lot. He notices the little things that make a huge difference in the game. He's also more like, hey, get them focused, get them online, you know, when they start to slip a little. So that's really good to see. You know, coaching your own child is never easy. As I have my own daughter on the team. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you talk to Maddie. So that's nice. But the girls love him. They respect him. They listen to him. He's just a great asset to the team. Yeah. Also, yeah, like I said, he just brings a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Fantastic. Well, Steph, thank you for all the time you put in for our kids. Appreciate it very much. Good luck to you and the girls this season. We look forward to following you. We'll be up in Mercer to bring that game tonight. We got a 5:45 start time, right?
Yes, 5:45 early.
All right.
One.
Look forward to following your girls throughout the season, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Stephanie Ernst, the Shawamigan girls kicking off their season tonight. And we'll have it for you right here. 5:45 will be the contest on 98Q Country. We are going, actually, I have to correct myself. The game will be on Trailmix 103.1, but you can listen, of course, on the Civic Media app also. So you can find it on Trailmix 103.1 at 980 AM or on your Android or iPhone through the Civic Media app. Shawamigan Girls Hoops today, 5:45 will be the tap. We're going to listen in on Coach LaFleur's presser from yesterday, get you some Packer info on our coaches show for a Tuesday morning after our twice an hour news and sports.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Ukrainian official has confirmed that Ukraine has used American-made missiles to strike inside Russia for the first time. That as Vladimir Putin updates Russia's military doctrine to say it can use nuclear weapons in response to attacks from Ukraine. This week marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of the country began, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanking the European Parliament for its support.
Even with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but by his side, Putin remains smaller than the united strength of Europe.
Prosecutors in New York are expected to propose the next steps in Donald Trump's New York hush money case today. Trump was convicted of 34 felonies earlier this year, but the recent Supreme Court case on presidential immunity raises questions about sentencing. The president-elect reportedly calling senators in recent days, trying to sell them on his pick for attorney general, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, November 29th, beginning at 9 p.m. and ending at 4:30 p.m., The Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Shop Local Passport event. You can pick up a game card at the Chamber office or any of the participating businesses. The list will be posted the 25th of this month. And visit as many businesses as you can between November 29th and December 19th and turn in your card to the Parkville's Chamber of Commerce by 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 19th. You will receive one raffle entry for each business visited. If you visit them all, you will get an additional 10 entries. The drawing will take place on Friday, December 20th at the Parkville's Chamber office. Need not be present to win. The winner will be contacted to arrange pickup of prize, and the winner will then get to take home the grand prize basket with items donated by all of the participating businesses. Once again, this begins Friday, November 29th at 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and continues on all the way through to Thursday, December 19th. In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. $1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms. The move comes as the state deals with a surge in teacher turnover, mirroring a national trend.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
It didn't take long for the Packers to figure out they had help after trading Preston Smith to the Steelers. Brenton Cox got his chance on Sunday in Chicago and tallied three tackles, one sack, and two tackles for loss.
Well, I was really happy with his play and happy for him, and I would expect to see more of him, and hopefully he'll continue to grow as a player. But I think it all starts with his approach, how he attacks it, how he comes into the building, and you know, he's had to earn everything he's gotten up to this point.
Cox is an undrafted free agent out of Florida, and his second season with the Packers, Matt LaFleur said Cox just stuck with it until he got his chance.
Whether you're on a P squad or maybe you're not getting the snaps you want, it's just a good lesson to continue to work and keep at it, and you got to make sure that you're preparing for that moment, so when that moment comes, you're able to capitalize on it.
Cox didn't take anything for granted either. He got in the game and got after it.
Well, you know, you already got started, so you don't really get that many opportunities. So when you get in, you got to start fast and make plays.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
After activating Marshawn Lloyd from the injured list last week, he practiced 2 days and then had appendectomy surgery on Friday. So the Packers are expected to transfer Lloyd to the non-football injury list today and is expected to miss several weeks while he recovers. Packers are back to work tomorrow. I'll have more from Titletown then on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid 40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers, and a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Right, we're back at the Coach's Show each Tuesday morning around 9 o'clock. Thanks to Coach Ernst for joining us and talking Shawamigan girls. We'll archive that interview, as we do with a lot of the morning show stuff. And we get our weekly Monday presser from head coach Matt LaFleur, updating a little Packer talk. So let's listen in on that.
I think it's great for the locker room. It's great for everybody. It's a great example of just keep your head down, continue to work, and then making the most and maximizing your opportunity. I thought he played really well, obviously was impactful in the game, and not only on defense, he had the play on defense where he drew a personal foul. He kicked the guy's butt in front of him, drove him back. The guy got frustrated, headbutted him, and then he didn't respond. He kept his poise, and that's something that we talked about. And, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit because that's not always easy to do in the heat of the battle. So I was really happy with his play and happy for him, and I would expect to see more of him, and hopefully he'll continue to grow as a player. But I think it all starts with his approach, how he attacks it, how he comes into the building, and he's just, you know, he's had to earn everything he's gotten up to this point. And but I am excited about him, and just I think there's going to be more out there for him.
Along those lines, he played almost as many snaps as Lucas did yesterday. Is that because Brent was playing so well, or is that a bit of a combination of the way Lucas has been playing that was so even?
Yeah, I think it's a credit to B. Cox, how he was playing. And so I think the better you do out there, the more opportunity you're going to get.
Do you need to see more of Lucas? I mean, I know he had a pressure, I think, but otherwise he didn't show up in the...
Yeah, I think everything's situationally in terms of what we're asking the guys to do, and I'm sure there's a couple plays that come to mind that I think that he's capable of better, but we'll keep coaching him, and I know he'll keep working.
Hey, Matt, going back to what you said about Brent's success being good for the locker room, you've been in the league a long time now, and a lot of times it's this guy's drafted here or whatever. Why is that so important that these guys understand that it's merit-based around here and it doesn't matter how you got here, you're going to get your opportunity if you
want. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's good for especially guys, whether you're on a P-squad or maybe you're not getting the snaps you want. It's just a good lesson to continue to work and keep at it. And you got to make sure that you're preparing for that moment. So when that moment comes, you're able to capitalize on it. And I think that's what he did yesterday.
That where it had to be exhilarating just in the fashion it happened, but also knowing that you didn't play to the level that you'd expect from yourself.
Yeah, it was a strange game in the fact that there weren't a lot of opportunities in terms of possessions, really, you know, for either team, obviously. But I thought there was a lot of missed opportunities, and you got to give them credit. They came in with a good plan. You know, we knew, especially on the defense, their defense situationally was going to be a challenge, and they did a good job. But I thought, you know, our defense in a couple of instances, namely on some of those third and fourth downs, you know, we got to play better. We got to do our job, and you got to rely on the guy next to you to do their job. But we had multiple miss-ops. I think there was a miss-op at the end of the game when you have an opportunity to get a sack on a third 19 to make it pretty darn hard to convert on a fourth and really long. And you know, Caleb's able to duck underneath the sack, get out, and make a good off-schedule play. So I just thought in every phase, really, or really on the offense and defense side of the ball, there were opportunities there that we didn't capitalize on.
Matt, with the benefit of hindsight and not playing the results game, now that you look back, still feel like the right call to go for it on fourth and goal from six?
Well, not when you don't convert.
I mean,
when you look at it, okay, so what I was thinking in the moment was, was there like 11 minutes left in the game or whatever? There weren't very many possessions. You just didn't know when you're going to get the ball back. You could put it like this, because I was, this is something that I always, you always kind of talk about after the fact. Did we do the right thing? You know, I have long conversations with Connor Lewis, and he's like, well, you can look at it like this. We kick the field goal, get the 3 points. That would make it 19-17, I believe. And then they had a 50-yard drive. Now they're in field goal range. Or maybe, who knows what happens if they get the ball at the 30 versus they get the ball at the minus 2-yard line. So, you know, who knows how it would have played out. I did check with the analytic deal, and I guess it was a difference of like 2% or 3% or something like that, and in favor of going for it. But that's not why. I don't care about that at the end of the day. That doesn't matter to me. I was just curious. You know, so it's basically a flip of a coin. I wish we would have called a different play on third down. In hindsight, having the, I guess, once we got inside the 10-yard line, in my mind, it was four down territory. And so that would have allowed us to potentially sneak in another run. You know, throwing the ball against cover two down there is not always great. It's very, very hard to do. There's just not a lot of space. They do a good job with some of the leverages on their safeties. And so the play that was called for on third down really didn't give Jordan a lot of options there. And then he saw some daylight and he got and scrambled, you know, and then fourth down, just another scramble drill. So when you're doing that, that's not ideal, I would say. So you just got to hopefully next go around, we got to have a better plan in that situation.
The analytics people, was that just today to see what the...
Yeah, numbers? I was just curious.
Matt, the Bears put in the final play. They said they thought they sent it to the lead. They thought you guys might have been over their center too much. Just wondering, did you guys feel like you did it correctly?
Listen, I've seen a lot of plays where I think a penalty should have been called and it doesn't happen, so I'll just leave it at that. I thought there was multiple plays in that game. It happens. That's why I always never want to leave it in the hands of the officials. So you got to try to stay out of those situations as best you can.
Did Jair aggravate something yesterday, or did he just couldn't play like he wanted to?
Yeah, he didn't feel like he could play, so... we pulled them.
Matt, look, from our perspective, this is a tough subject to ask questions about because I don't ever want to question a guy's toughness or commitment or anything like that. When you do have him active, and you guys obviously went through a process to make the decision on whether to have him active, how problematic is it when he's not able to continue, and is it a...
Well, that's always a risk. I knew that going into it. So, you know, he was on a pitch count regardless, and those other guys were well aware that they were going to have to play. But we just felt like it was better to have him for a limited period. Now, you just was hoping we could get through it and keep him on a pitch count and then pull him. But... yeah, didn't work out that way.
How does that impact your thinking as you go through the course of the week now with him leading into Sunday?
Well, yeah, you better take into account every situation that you go through and try not to repeat that. If there's a question, probably err on the side of caution.
You mentioned
wanting to stick with the run more closer to the goal line. It looked like when you guys got in the red area yesterday, you guys were more focused on sticking with Josh Jacobs. What's the balance of that? Obviously, you want Jordan to have the ball.
Sure. I would say it's a lot of the times it's, you know, what looks are they presenting too, and when they're playing a bunch of red too, if you can't run the ball, it's going to be very, very difficult. So, you know, we leaned on our run. The one sequence where we had second and one, we called another run. We didn't block it correctly, and we also got a look where it was an RPO, and we went to, the double move off of it, and I thought Chicago defended it pretty well, and then we had a lineman downfield, so we went backwards. Then called the play to Jaden Reed. We missed a block at the point of attack, went backwards again, and then we threw the pick. So that was a bad sequence, you know. But I thought, all in all, I thought we know and recognize, where we're having most of our struggles. And most of our struggles right now on offense are coming in the red area. Again, self-inflicted wounds, whether it's penalties or negative plays. And then on third down, we just got to do a better job. And that's the emphasis, and we're working hard at it. It's just we haven't gotten the results that we'd like right now.
Is getting Jacobs more involved in the red area over the remainder of the season, is that maybe the key to unlocking that, do you think?
Yeah, we'll see. I think every game's a little bit different. It can be very challenging at times if they want to load everybody up there, and let's say they're going to play cover zero. Although we did score on that one, so, you know, unblocked guy doesn't make the tackle. Usually it's pretty good for the offense.
Right here about missed opportunities. What do you like about the fight? I know you've mentioned it all year long, but the fight your guys gave when things might have not looked the greatest in that second half.
Yeah, I think, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games, a lot of these games are going down to the final drive. I mean, there was a good example yesterday in the San Francisco-Seattle game as well. So you better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never-say-die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play is just the effort and strain that our field goal block unit went out there with and made a play.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, and that was yesterday's presser after the Packer victory. They'll be back in action again this Sunday. 1 o'clock will be the pregame, and 3:25 the kick. If you're hunting, we'll have the game on the radio. You can't listen through the Civic Media app. The NFL doesn't let us do that. They want their money on that stuff. So just on the radio, 98Q this Sunday, Packer football right here, of course, on 98Q Country.
This holiday season, help Leisure City unwrap the gift of giving this November. Bring in non-perishable food items all November to receive 10% off chemical and filter purchases, or receive $500 off the purchase of a new in-stock hot tub. Their goal is to donate 100 pounds of food to the Lakeland Pantry. With your combined efforts, Leisure City can give back to the Northwoods community. Stop in to donate all November at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North in Woodruff.
November 17th through the 21st, that's Sunday through Thursday only at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. Buy $40 or more in Game Hide camo or Blaze Orange gear and get 10% off a box of ammo. One per person per day. Trail Quest and Game Hide clothing, 40% off, in-stock items only. Find sale price crossbows and a closeout special on select styles of lacrosse boots. All fishing gear, 25% off excluding ice fishing. 40% off mismatched or discontinued scent lock during the sale, and 20% off all scent lock through November. Only at Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and very windy, with temperatures falling into the low to mid 40s by later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers at a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
Take the road less traveled. Wear out your boots and kick up.
take the road less traveled on.
98 Q Country.
In a 4x4 Baguette.
Well, I'ma take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Said I seen you in here before. I said I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was. You can't do this, boy. But my pride says, oh, yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now. I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
AQ Country.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together. and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
What the
Linda Ronstadt, Terry Clark redid that many a year back with Poor Poor. Pitiful Me at 98Q Country. We posted, morning show posted a Facebook post asking you what was your first car. Gray and I were reminiscing a little bit yesterday. Well, I was more than he was about all the cars that I've driven in my life. We're going to talk about that, I think, during Reality Radio tomorrow. But I encourage you to go on to 98Q Country Facebook page and answer the question, what was your first car? Mine was a 1976 Ford Gran Torino. And it had a cracked windshield. And it had a bashed-in taillight. I bought this, well, my parents bought this. I went to college in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, back in the day, back in the early, mid-80s. And my dad drove out there with my mom, and they surprised me, and they bought this 76 Ford Torino off of a, from a, I think it was the county fairgrounds parking lot, and they had a big sale out there of used cars. $300. Thing had a cracked windshield, had a smashed-in taillight, but in South Dakota, that didn't matter. A lot of other states, you couldn't sell a car like that. South Dakota, whatever. Go run into a Buffalo, drive yourself crazy. So they brought the Gran Torino for me, and I ran the heck out of that thing. I don't know how I survived a lot of long trips back and forth, about 4 hours one way. But that was my first car, and that thing had a nice little engine in it. I don't know if it was a 300-plus or what it was in there, but that had a little pickup to it. So 76 Ford Gran Torino. And I, all the list of cars that I have owned or driven throughout the years, a lot. So we're going to talk about that during Reality Radio tomorrow. Go on the 98Q Country Facebook page. I see somebody else had a 76 Ford, a Granada. Oh, that's a good one with a V8 and a 302. That's nice. And an 8-track. The old 8. Well, it's not going to skip, I guess. Remember when they first put CDs, CD players in cars? And then they started skipping, and it's like, oh, we need a better anti-skip device here. But the 8-track player in the car. Now, that's classic. So post on there what your favorite car was. Have a little fun with it, the 98Q Country Facebook page.
Need an affordable way to handle your accounting and bookkeeping? Maze Virtual Bookkeeping has you covered. Completely virtual, secure, and stress-free. Visit www.mazevrbbookkeeper.com or call 813-562-1839 today. Maze Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers work for you.
Aim for the best at Oak Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Oak Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
Love You, Miss You, Mean It, 98Q Country, a 1960 Chevy Corvair. Oh, that's nice. A money pit. Comment, tell us what your first car was. 98Q Country Facebook page. If you can match my 1976 Grand Torino, that was a $300 value, and we might have got ripped off on that when we bought the $300 for that. And my dad was very generous. Have yourself a great Tuesday. We got Mike McKay in next. Greg Gunderson all the way 2-7. Shawamigan, Mercer, Girls over on Tromix tonight.
It was yesterday. It was years ago. We were singing every word on the radio. Kind of like them songs could save our souls somehow, some way. We was falling fast. We was jumping in. Blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids just like them. Every time we'd play. And it blew us away.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then,
like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne way back when I was Jack and you were dying? Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, way back, way on back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? When I was Jack and you were dying. Take it back.
98Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow with a note that said, I love her till I die. Buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him. Memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up.